Clickbait, dog.
Okay, well, you guys gotta remember, we don't have to be too loud. We gotta actually talk a little bit.
Why?
Because we only have one microphone.
Fishing is great! Yeah, I love it!
That's too high frequency. That's why.
Look at the screen.
That's how people know.
That's what Oscar was just.
Well, people know I'm a good fisherman. They're like, wow, he's excited.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. So anyway, welcome back, gentlemen. Everybody has a drink. Bruce is with us today. We're just hanging out. We've got Oscar, Big O. We've got Captain Keith with us again.
The captain.
And we're back. It's been a while, a very long while. We actually recorded a whole episode, me and Oscar, and then I forgot to upload it and save it, and we lost it. So we're going to try to stay on top of it, and that's really it. Other than that, Oscar's going to talk about all the fun stuff that there is to do in the inshore that he's been doing lately. And then I'm sure Keith will give us the offshore update.
Yes, sir.
And then we have another exciting piece of news. The not-so-serious team has upgraded in boats, finally. So now we have a new boat. Yes, we have a new sleigh.
36-foot Freeman.
36-foot Freeman. Oh, thanks for everybody listening. You guys have made our dreams come true. Yeah. We highly appreciate it. We'll start charters next year.
Next year? No, we gotta get all the payments now.
So, other than that, yeah. So, Oscar, tell us a little bit about what we gotta do to catch the flounders.
Yeah, like what I said, we talked about before. Me and some of the boys, we've been slaying the flounder on the flats, just gigging out there.
At nighttime or morning time?
Nighttime, so we usually go out at night.
Gotcha.
On there. If anyone's local to the area, we usually park near, like, Bathtub.
Gotcha.
On there. We like to go on the outgoing tide.
Gotcha.
On there. And then, you know, we're just walking with lights. Normal, just, you know, flounder gigs, three-prong, four-prong on there with lights. And you're just really just looking for everything. Just looking for the, you know, like just that little silhouette of the flounder in the sand on there. And you're just doing a lot of walking, really.
For sure. Do they come out? They're a little bit more active at nighttime, probably just like in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I think it's just easier to see them with lights at nighttime and stuff.
Gotcha.
On there. And just, I like fishing the outgoing or like the very top of the incoming. On there, just when that bait starts running through and stuff like that. And then, yeah, you'll pick up, like, you'll see, last time we went out actually a couple of weeks ago, we had four big snook come and swim between our legs. We're just like, if these things were just...
if you had rods and reels too, right?
Yeah.
If they were not snook and...
Exactly.
They were...
But you'll pick up some good flounder, some sheep's head and stuff, and you're just looking for... Sheep's head are usually on the... You know, on the pilings, on the docks and stuff, and the flounder are just in between the pilings right there, which kind of like it makes a little trough. And there, they just lay up in there.
And what kind of gear are you using for that?
Just a standard flounder gig on there, either like a two-prong or like a four-prong one on there, and just like that car battery kind of light that you can just buy anywhere and stuff. So it's good.
Go ahead, start talking about your lights.
Oh, we
what
just,
kind of lights
yeah,
are you
what kind
using?
Of lights, yeah.
I'm just using just like the normal like flounder gig lights on that you can just buy anywhere.
Are they waterproof?
Yeah, they're just those waterproof kind of like stick lights on there, and they go with a little like 9-volt battery that we just put in like a backpack.
Gotcha.
On there in the back. They're super easy and just walk around.
What happens if the guy with the battery falls in the water?
Well, then sucks to be him.
Oh, yeah, see, that's a little.
You're, I mean, you're literally walking in like knee high water at the most.
Yeah,
so that's why you want lower tide, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Tide, that's why I like fishing at low tide. Yeah,
yeah, you get a lot more advantage getting out there deeper.
Yeah,
from the shore. Sure. But yeah, I've never really done any of that flounder gigging. I've actually caught them just fishing with shrimp on the bottom, but not a lot. Maybe two. They were fluke, actually, the ones with the spots all over them. I don't think in Florida we don't
I think
have
they're the same.
Flounder.
I think like a fluke and a flounder are the same thing.
They're actually different.
Really?
They are different. Look at, if you look at it, in Massachusetts I've caught going in like the summer times fishing with my uncles.
Because I've caught like weak fish, and they're I was like
weak fish like, and a trout.
Yeah, and I was like
weak fish is in the ocean, trout's in the river for the most part.
Because I was like, what? Like someone's like, no, that's a weak fish. I'm like, dude, bull crab. That was a trout.
It was a trout. Ah. It was probably a gator. Was it a good size one?
Oh yeah,
it was a gator 20, trout.
It was 26.
It was a gator. That's all right. That's a good one. Absolutely.
Jensen Beach Causeway, dude. They produce
on the causeway exactly in the river. That's where I've got them the most. But in Fort Pierce, the flats up there in Fort Pierce near the power plant, everywhere in St. Lucie River, full of trout.
Yeah.
And you already know snook, you know.
Whatever.
That's just a given. Yeah, this is a whatever. Those are just the fish.
They don't get me excited anymore. Listen, hey, I'm not gonna say they're not fun to catch on there, but like when you've caught, dude, I caught a 51 inch snook off
C23.
All right, wow. 2 ounce red tail hawk.
That's what you see the guys with on Instagram all the time. Those big flare hawks getting those big ass snook. I've never caught a 51 inch snook. That's fucking huge.
Stud.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's my biggest snook so far.
Yeah, I've gotten like amberjack that big, but definitely not no snook. You know?
I thought I was pulling up like a gator.
Yeah, when you get those big snook and you set the hook and you feel like you hook the bottom.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
It was a stud.
It's about to be on.
I caught him right before I went into class in high school.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah. But speaking of the inshore, Buckner's got the inshore sleigh going. That's now. 17-foot Sea Pro.
That's it.
Inshore killer.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
A lot of content coming from that soon, I guarantee.
Very ready for that. I'm very ready if this weather would stop playing games with us.
Yeah, and definitely stop a tough weekend.
Throwing stupid tropical depressions at us and making us miss fishing tournaments and all the fun stuff that we're supposed to be doing.
We should have been like $1,500 richer today.
Yeah. I know, bro. We were going to kill it. I was super excited.
I don't know what the prize for biggest dolphin was, but yeah, $1,500 was the biggest prize. Yeah. Biggest bonita.
They canceled it. I was like, so you're just going to can't? Like, you're not even going to wait and like see what happens? Like, it wasn't even past Cuba and they had already canceled it. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's 3.5 foot at 5 seconds out there today. Not even in the Gulf Stream. So, you know, it would have been a bumpy day.
It would have still been bumpy. I'm not going to say that it
would have been a bumpy day. Absolutely. Not a lot of boats were out there.
Yeah, but
I want to tell you and Kate, congratulations on the boat. That's awesome.
Yep. Nope. Like I said, I was telling Kaylin one day. I said, you know, that other one. There's nothing wrong with the other boat. It was just there was just too much that I didn't know about it and everything like that. And it was the first
boat
we had
bought. Needs.
Well, yeah. And finally, one day, like I said, man, I was just on Boat Trader and I had seen this boat multiple times and I kept saying to myself, it's in Englewood, Florida, and for some reason, I thought Englewood was down south, like, from where we're at. So, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's only, like, an hour ride. But then I kept seeing it, and I was like, no, I don't really want the 17. I really want the 20.
Yeah.
And finally, one day, I was sitting at work. I'm not even kidding, bro. I was sitting at work, and I said, you know what? Let me just call and see if it's still available. It was on there for, like, 2 months. I called. The guy was like, oh, yeah, it's totally still available, blah, 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 blah. I called Kaylin. I was like, look, I'm calling the bank. Like, we're going to figure this out tonight. I applied for the loan a week before, and the next Friday we were picking it up.
You got to jump on it with this market.
Well, man. Yeah, with this market. That was my worry, and the guys are like, well, you can give me $1,000, and if someone wants deposit, it before then, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, if someone takes it, it's not meant to be. Like,
exactly.
And then he was like, well, how serious are you about buying it? And I was like, well, like, let me just put this into perspective for some of the people listening. So I found this 2017 Sea Pro 17 Bay Series, and I'm looking at it, I'm reading everything about it, and it has 68 hours on a 90 horsepower Mercury 4-stroke. So to me, I'm going, this motor is basically brand new, and it's been sitting there for 3 years. So I call the guy, whatever, we're talking. He's like, well, how serious are you about buying it? And I said, I'm going to tell you right now, everything works on it to the extent that I would look for in a used boat. I can tell you right now, I'm going to have a check from my bank ready to go for you. And he's like, oh, so you're like that serious? And I'm like, well, yeah. Like, it's a brand new boat, bro. Like,
yeah, a lot of people be bullshitting. But
no, exactly. Humor. So when I went over there, we met the guy. The guy was really nice. He's from New Jersey. Him and his wife had moved down here from New Jersey and for like 3 years or so, and when they first moved down, they had bought the boat. And unfortunately, you know, he had a bad back, couldn't really go on the boat anymore, you know, whatever. And honestly, dude, when, like I said, the Sea Pro 17s, they come with five-inch screen Simrads.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we went and looked at it.
You well, that's what I'm saying.
On the boat. We went and looked at it, Palm City Yachts.
Yeah.
A while ago. That was a while ago.
That was. And even then, I mean, a brand new one without the power pole and the trolling motor, just with the trailer and everything on it, was still going to be $33,000, $34,000. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, no way. So anyway, like I told you today, I showed up and I saw that, I saw the Simrad on it, and I'm like, that's a 9-inch Simrad touchscreen. That's a $1,000 piece of equipment right there. So, I was very excited that that was on there. Motor ran great.
Thank you, sir.
And like I said, man, I got out and we put it on the trailer. And, you know, once again, nothing against the guy. He just wasn't, you know, a boater. And, you know, when we got there, he asked
from New Jersey, you don't say.
Yeah.
No offense to anyone from New Jersey, but.
He was just, you know, he never really owned his own boat or whatever. And me and my dad, we were laughing because he was like, yeah, I'm going to have someone meet us at the dock if you guys choose to buy it, because we'll help you put it up. Like, I'm going to have someone help me put it on the trailer. And me and my dad were like, we got this, bro. We're good. So anyway, when I got in the truck after we hooked it up, I looked at my dad. I said, what do you think? He goes, you'd be stupid not to buy this. I said, what? He goes, that is the best deal you're ever going to find on a boat like this. So the new sleigh is purchased. It has been brought home. There are pictures of it on the Instagram. We've been out on it 3 times, and the only thing we got to get for now is a trolling motor, and then we're good.
Trolling motor and some fish on it.
That's it. And it hasn't had a fish yet.
Yes, sir. I'm excited for you to break that part in.
I'm excited. You know, Keith came over today. He saw it for the first time.
Yep.
He saw the, I put the Castaway Customs measuring stick on there.
Yeah.
Everything.
I'm going to grab one of those as well for
after,
sure.
After Keith left, me and my dad ordered a 52-quart Arctic. That's their lightweight cooler. It's still a hard cooler. Shout out to Arctic. I want everybody to know they're 5 times better than any other cooler on the market. And by that, I mean that they are the same thing as a Yeti. They are just cheaper. So, what's going to give a hell if you're using Yeti? But if you are, good for you. If not, I didn't want to pay that money. That when I got that cooler, great. But I ordered the straps to strap it down to the bow. We put that on today, and that's really it, man. Now it's just like I said. Now it's just we got to get it out there and fish. So
yes, sir.
I'm excited, super happy.
Yep.
We're gonna have lots of sandbar days and
Hopefully, get it offshore. Hopefully before winter time.
Yeah, before it gets like a million feet hot.
Get out to the reef. And hopefully mm-hmm. get some muttons, get a sailfish on it.
Yep.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Yep. My dad and me were going over it tonight, this afternoon when I was there. He was like, you should just put 4 rod holders in the back on the
Transom?
On the transom, kind of, you know, just kind of mounted flush. And he was like, instead of putting those side ones, I was like, actually, you're probably right. It's probably how I should do it. Because I like to have the bimini top up a good amount of the time.
Yeah,
you know, it
sun
helps out.
In Florida is brutal.
Oh yeah, and the good part is that was the best part about it. Oscar can stand straight up now for people's reference. Me, Keith is probably like 5'8", 5'9", and I'm 5'6", and then Oscar's 6 foot like 3 million. No, Oscar's like 6 foot one. 3, and Oscar can stand directly underneath it and not bump his head. So. That was almost like the action craft, not the action craft, the Hughes that we saw last weekend when we were running in the river that had a custom-made T-top on it, on a flats boat.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the T-top, it wasn't like a 6-7 foot T-top. It was like a 5 foot T-top. So like all I could think... Oh, dude, and it had rocket. It had the rocket launcher rod holders on it. All I could think about was, dude, I'm going to stand up and bump my head and I'm going to rip it off.
That's funny.
So,
it was a dope-looking Hughes, though.
It was awesome. It was awesome-looking. Yeah.
It's a great boat.
But yeah, we got our boat, me, Oscar, and Kaylin in it. I got it all the way up to 38 miles an hour. She moves.
That's awesome. Jeez. What was that? How many RPMs?
That was wide
58?
Open. Yeah. It
was 58, 62?
I didn't even look, to be real. I just gunned it. And yeah, I mean, other than that, she runs well. The first day that me and Oscar and Kaylin took her out, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the crossroads and I'm going to have some fun. And... You can ask Oscar. I had him in the front, and I was like, every time we'd get like close to a sporty, I'd be like, "Hold on, bro, because I'm not slowing down. We're seeing. I'm gonna see what this boat can do today." And she handled great. You know, obviously for a bay boat, you still get that spray and whatnot, but she handled great.
6 inches from the water.
Yeah, and console. Yeah. So other than that, everything else is good, and hopefully we'll be doing some fishing inshore, and then hopefully get offshore. I'm excited to do some trolling around the reefs, and also do some snapper fishing offshore with it.
Snapper fishing, do some diving. I definitely want to.
I'm excited for that too.
Next Lake, Pepper Park off Fort Pierce. And yeah, lobster season just opened up. Definitely want to get out there ASAP. Of course, this past weekend. Weather
Let's catch some
perfect.
Bugs.
Yeah, absolutely. We grown big off of Stewart and
Studs
and Fort Pierce. So definitely got to get out there and do some exploring.
Well, me and Oscar have been gone for like basically 2 weekends. Tell us about the offshore that you've been handling.
The offshore has been red hot, to say the least, amongst at least me fishing out there and what the fleet, the charter fleet's been reporting. You know, the sailfish have been there. They've been doing great. Just, you know, if you wanna catch fish, like go on a charter, this is a really, really good time to be here on the reef, right off the edge. Sailfish, kingfish, bonita. It's a lot of rods being bent, man. A lot of fish being caught. And if you can get a little bit deeper offshore, tilefish season has opened up as well too. Golden tilefish. 700 plus foot, if you can get out there. It's been, I haven't got one this season yet, but want to get out there and try for sure. But yeah, get out there to, if you want to go off of Stewart, Push Button Hill, or that's really all I fish. That's the only reason why I report it. So there's tuna out there. The current's a little bit too much. Try some jigging, tuna fishing, live baiting, whatever it takes to get them. Some guys like to troll. We used to troll back in the day as well too and get the little footballs, but every once in a while, you want to go for the bigger ones, so you tend to go to live bait. Jigs, they can be smaller, but you can get big ones as well. You guys know that. We went out maybe a month ago.
Yep.
Time now. Yeah. All three of us were out there jigging like the wind, but had an excellent day. We lost a couple, but also
got quite a few. I had a dope setup. Yep. I had a dope setup at the bow of the Grady.
Absolutely.
I had my cup holder with my beer. I would let the jig drop. I wouldn't even touch the rod. I'd put it in the rod holder, and then I'd just grab it and jig away.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, if the current, if you get lucky this time of the year, you know, it blows out of the south for the most part, summertime, south, southeast, southwest, so the current is just ripping. That current, the Gulf Stream is ripping, so getting down, deep dropping, that's why guys tend to tile fishing. You want to drag that weight in the mud. Current isn't as much of an issue. You know, when you're fishing reefs, deep reefs, 300 plus foot reefs and stuff like that, once the current starts ripping, you're not in mud, you're on reefs, so your weight is going to catch those reefs, you're going to get hung up, you're going to start losing weight on the, if you're lucky, $3, the cheapest place that you find it, $3 a pound. You know, lead's super expensive. There's guys who make their own lead, which is super smart. If that's what you got to do, definitely make your own PVC cement, rebar, lead, whatever you got to do, whatever it takes to get down there deep. But yeah, when the Gulf does slow down and you get lucky some days, deep drop for some snapper, and the snapper have been snapping out deep.
Well, yeah, you've gone 2 weekends in a row besides this weekend. The first weekend, you got a couple muttons, or was it vermilions?
Actually, we got a couple muttons, and then, or I'm sorry, a couple vermilions, but then we went in shallow and managed a single mutton as well, and I'm pretty sure a kingfish. I'm pretty sure that's what that fish was. The mutton was on live bait, yes, and the kingfish was on live bait as well too. But we spent most of our day a little bit deeper, and it was a warm day, so we went in a little bit deep, or a little bit early. So the kingfish and the mutton after a couple of vermilions was fine. Weekend after that, took a Courtney's sister's boyfriend out for the first time. He's been out on the Grady White. Last year we went to the Keys, had a great time, found a bunch of dolphin in like 450 foot of water off of a Marathon. Then we snorkeled for a little bit, found some lobsters, not a lot of keepers, it was a little bit late in the season. Did manage a couple of keepers, and then I only brought home one, and then speared my first hog snapper.
Oh,
in
nice.
The Keys, which was cool. It wasn't the biggest, right there on the line, 16 inches, but it was still a good time. And but yeah, took him out offshore, and luckily, like I said, that certain days, that's my favorite part about fishing. Every day the conditions change, so 4 or 5 weekends in the row, the and 400, 300, 500 foot of water, the current was 5 knots, deep dropping in that depth with lead. You're just asking for trouble. You're gonna get hung up. The fish are, I don't know if the fish are, they probably are. And it's probably not working harder, actually, now that I think about it. No. Down there, deep, 300, 400, 500 feet, the current isn't as strong down there. It's a little bit more mid-column. Mm-hmm. But that when it's super strong, it's tough. But you get those windows every once in a while. Like I said, 5 weekends in a row, I was blowing 5. The current was moving 5 knots. And then last weekend we made it out 2.5 knots. And we were lucky that... We managed some good size vermilion snappers. The smallest one was 16 inches. The biggest one was 19. That's what they usually average right out there in 300 to 400 foot. And yeah, we were hoping for some yellow eye snapper, blackfin snapper, snowy grouper, but we tried live baiting, tried different baits, but the only thing that was biting was vermilion snapper. So at the end of the day, you can't complain. And actually, no, 2 weekends in a row out there on the hill in about 350 foot of water, dolphin ran up on us.
That's
right.
A couple
of single mahi ate the flatlines. We had a couple of flatline live baits out, and we're lucky. The last time we went out, 2 dolphins swam by. We were only able to get one in the boat. One swam by our live baits and literally wanted nothing to do with them. I think the baits were a little bit too big for him, even though it was a decent-sized fish. It didn't make too much sense to me, but... That's just how it is sometimes. They do, you know, we've been out there before and
yep.
have, you know, they say the dolphin's the dumbest fish in the world. They'll eat anything, but we've been out there and sometimes, man, you've got to work them. It took us,
I think, two, three hours
to get 5.
We went through the entire tackle box.
The entire
tackle
box.
And finally, Keith caught one on a ballyhoo that we rigged.
That's what started up. Yep.
Started him up. I found these old Charlie, basically DOA shrimp in my dad's tackle box that he literally bought at probably the gas station. And he literally just had him in there. The package was eroding inside of his tackle box.
It was,
and we ended up were able to pull them all in. It was a great. It was literally me and Keith at the end. We're like, dude, that's the hardest I've ever worked to catch dolphin.
Well, actually, what I had to end up doing, I don't know if it was on a sabiki rig or if I had a tiny hook, but I got like a piece of ballyhoo or a piece of squid and hooked a little rudder fish.
That's right.
Because I was like, man, we need live bait. We need live bait. We need live bait. Because it was late. Spring.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, late spring. Right coming into summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right coming into summer. And we were out in like 450 foot of water, and I knew if you're out of that certain time of year, if you the weed lines that we were finding were huge football fields.
Patches.
They were huge football field patches, glass, calm weather. We were trolling by one and boom, I saw one and it led us to this school, probably like 10-15.
Yep.
And then they wanted live bait. It's just one of those flat bluebird days, calm to where the dolphin, they can see everything in the water. So you gotta, live bait is key. You gotta have live bait in those certain, sometimes when they're being finicky. But yeah, I managed one on a ballyhoo, fooled one on a ballyhoo. Buck managed one on maybe a couple on the worm, the shrimp. Yep, Charlie shrimp. And had to get a little rudder fish, a little tiny rudder fish that were all around the weed line, because life brings life. And threw that live bait out there, and the school of dolphin were right on it instantly, and managed one. And we actually got another one, I remember. We had one hooked, and we had squid on a hook, and I said, we had it, like, right on the side of the boat, and I said, as soon as, the dolphin were coming right up to the fish that we had hooked to the side of the boat, like, yo, what are you doing? And we literally dropped this squid in this dolphin's mouth, because they were being super finicky, man. We just dropped the hook in. Probably, it had to have been fluorocarbon. I think it had to have been fluorocarbon. And he gobbled it right up, brought that one in, and like I said, we've managed 5 that day. And yeah, that can be a pain. That can be
tough.
A pain sometimes, it can be.
But you managed one. You actually managed one per trip, your last 2 trips out.
But yeah, the last 2 times recently we're just in August. We're in a week in August, right? A week and a half or something like
that. Yeah, it was in July.
Did I go out last weekend?
I don't think you did. It was
no,
you
it
painted,
right.
no,
no
you
last
painted
weekend.
Last weekend.
I painted
last
working last weekend, so the weekend before that. So yeah, the weekend before that. But we're about to start to get into fall, and actually fall is some of the Stuart is a great fishery, man.
Oh, it's
great. Don't get me wrong. Fishing is, it's not called catching. You're not going to go out there and catch every single time. You're going to have your days that you go out there and get your barracuda. That's all you're going to get for the day.
Yep.
Delicious.
Absolutely. But I keep, like, not necessarily a log, but I keep my photos of catching fish. I like to take the pictures of the fish that we catch just to see what was biting that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, and like I just keep a log and just keep looking throughout the years what was biting that time of year, what the conditions possibly were that day. Just try to keep a log in that sense. Try to get adapted to the conditions. You know, even though it is always changing, it'll never be the same out there ever. And that's the best part. That's why I love it. But, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, me and Oscar did some bridge fishing, I don't know, about a month ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a month and a half ago. I'm trying to actually take a look, but I don't think I have any pictures. I don't think I have any. We did some bridge fishing, actually, because we were just bored and the weather was supposed to be crap. So we went to the causeway and we ended up hooking, three small, like, when I say small, like the size of the palm of your hand.
Strawberry groupers, how small they were.
Strawberry
grouper in the Keys, at least.
Yeah, we did that. And Oscar hooked into a couple of snook.
Yeah, a couple little snook.
Caught like a 16 inch.
Sneak? A couple sneak? A little small sneak?
I caught one, like 16 inch sheep's head.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
Big sheep's head.
Yeah, it was a nice sheep's head.
In the river, that's perfect.
Yeah, it was great, man. It only took us 2 hours to figure out where they were. We kept throwing them between pylons and finally found the one area that they were hanging out in.
That's fishing, you know. If you pulled up to the spot and caught your limit, you would have been like, oh, I'm going to do this every single time.
That's it.
And people would do it every single time.
It was nonstop action. We went through 4 dozen shrimp in like a couple hours.
How was the water clarity? Was it clear?
Crystal clear.
The current was ripping.
I saw 40 inch snook swim past my bait.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Stud.
It was nuts. We did that, and then that's really it. We've been trying to obviously get offshore, but all the fun stuff. I mean, we've had some stuff going on last month, that threw a wrench in that, and now we're just looking forward to the winter time.
Yeah, it'll be here in February in Florida, but
the
winter time, when I think of winter time, it's less people offshore, less traffic.
Everybody and their mom has a boat now.
Well, everyone moved from New York.
That's it.
Yeah,
all that extra money
up north.
That is one thing I will say, the boat pressure is crazy lately. I mean, you can tell from when we were younger to now what the difference is. I mean, it was funny when we went out with your dad, and your dad was telling me, he was like, yeah, me and your dad, we would just come out here, put baits in the water at 120 foot, and just troll straight out to 250 and turn around. He goes, we'd normally have 3 or 4 dolphin in the box and go home. And I'm like, wow, that sounds like a fun time. But we did well that day. We did the tunas that day, and we were fishing for the kings and whatnot. That is one thing I'm trying to learn how to do, is learn how to smoke kingfish on my own, because I love smoked kingfish dip.
Hell yeah.
And also, I'm excited for mackerel season. Mackerel season will be a fun time.
Always.
I'm pretty sure. Did it just pass, or is it coming up?
It's coming up.
September, October, November.
So hopefully we'll be able to get out to Peck's Lake, do some damage in the old 17 screaming journey of the Sea Pro.
What are you gonna name it? Screaming Journey?
No, bro. The Not So Serious
Two.
The first one was the Not So Serious One.
Is it on the boat?
No,
you're literally putting. You have to put this one. Come on.
Oh yeah, no, it's literally.
You used that boat like 4 times.
We used it 7.
Not even double what I said.
Hey, we got some good snapper on that boat, dude.
We did. We had that.
That was the last time I caught a keeper snapper in the river.
Yeah, man, that was a fun time. We shoot, what did? We did like freaking three back to back.
And then that was it.
Yeah. And
they turned off. Well, no, they just got small.
That's it. Chum block next to the freaking mangroves, man.
Yes, sir.
That's it. But, oh, and that, I think the next thing we're going to be looking into this year is some pole spearing. I'm going to be taking a look at some gear and seeing how the pole spears match up. I'm excited now that I have the C-Pro. I definitely got to get back into my diving. Not really diving, but snorkeling. We'll use that word better. And kind of just see how the year plays out. Do you guys have any, you know, anything we're really looking forward to this year?
Man, I was looking forward to get to the Bahamas with all the regulations and everything. It's crazy. Would like to get to the Keys, but
maybe do like a Keys like weekend trip with the boys.
Well, that would be cool. Absolutely.
That would be fun.
Absolutely. And now, especially since you've got the boat.
I do.
All we gotta do is pay for the spare tires, bro. Literally all we have to worry about. I got the jack done.
That's it.
Sorry, Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce. Bruce is sleeping.
Yeah, sorry.
By the way, Bruce is a dog.
Bruce is a dog.
Literally, bro.
We introduced him at the beginning of the show.
Instead of a freaking $300 rental fee, you got a boat.
That's it? Yeah, no, I would love to get down to the Keys.
No, absolutely.
I know Greg and them are down there this weekend. They went down today. They're down there this weekend doing some lobstering, and he actually told me a pretty interesting fact. He said that the snapper just spawned, so that a lot of them are going to be within inside. So he's hoping to do a lot of mangrove snapper fishing and stuff like that.
Actually, yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but I went spear fishing for like the first time in like maybe like 10 years, a couple months ago, on there. And right now it's kind of when like those big like mangroves and those big cubaros kind of come in on the inshore on there. They're kind of eating those little turtles, turtles that come out on there. And he's like, my buddy's like, he's like, dude, we've seen like 50-pound cubaras in like 20 feet of water.
Well, there you go.
I've never gotten one of them. They're.
I would love to get one.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, they get big, man.
That would be
That's
fun.
The biggest snapper in the ocean right there.
I think the most exciting thing for me this year is going to be that we're getting some GoPros. We're going to start doing a lot of... we're going to start the YouTube channel this year. And we're going to get moving on that. So that'll be another way to put content out. Gear is in the works.
Merch
is currently in the works. So if you guys want to help us upgrade from the 17 C Pro to the 36 Freeman, that'll be that 37.
We'd appreciate it.
That'll be up. that'll be up on our Instagram page here soon. And shout out to my lovely wife Caitlin for helping us with all the fun stuff.
Yep. Love you, Caitlin.
So yeah, I mean that's really all we got going on right now. I really can't think of anything else that we have to look forward to right now.
No, just fishing. That's it.
Just fishing.
More fishing, more content to give to them.
Oh, we do have hunting season coming up, so Tanner and John will be on. Yeah, Tanner and John will be on here probably a good amount, because I'll probably be spending a good amount of time up in Georgia, so we'll get some hunting episodes out there, and that's another thing that we're getting the GoPros for. Hopefully we'll get some get some content for that, and that's about it. But other than that, anybody got anything else? All right. Well, I think we'll call it an episode. As always, guys, thanks for listening. And don't take life so serious.